what's good, Muriel Zimbabwe, ita ita ndei, because Zimbabwe Muse, Muriel Zimbabwe, lingali, chona njani, mtokaza Muse, Zimbabwe Muse, welcome to everybody tuning in right now. It's a little live talk at The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, Muriel Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, May 17, 2022. Mtokaza Muse, Zimbabwe Muse, I'm your host, Mike Corbett. Once again, Wangumundo Ngenayo Gushelo to everybody tuning in right now. Welcome, Muriel Zimbabwe. You're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May 17, 2022. Muriel Zimbabwe, namhlanje uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Tonight on Live Talk at The Connection, we're going to be focusing on a youth conference that was held over the weekend by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in partnership with the Ministry of Youth and, of course, the African Union. Now, this conference was titled Youth Conference on Elections, and it was themed Engaging the Youth for Meaningful Participation in Electoral Processes. So we're going to be delving deep into that later on. That is going to be the focus of our discussion. Now, unfortunately, Muriel Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live as per usual. So as we speak, we are broadcasting together on our two Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, that you know, VOA Shona Muriel Zimbabwe. So in our Kotoko 15, the Lanapayo Paluti like, do not forget to press the like button so that we see what's in your embella. Now, for our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak, Muriel Zimbabwe. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. So, all our YouTube fanatics, you can catch us there. And for those that are like watching our program on our web pages, we're broadcasting live on our web pages as we speak. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, and of course, the Konanjalo www.voandevile.com. So, the country is Zuluanda from Sakasa Moshe, Sikona, Namfanya Ushelo, Lutulaba Sakulayo, Sisonke, Ekasin Letuele Facebook, Sikona VOA Shana, VOA Indivilega, VOA Studio 7, Chiritose, Muriel Zimbabwe. So, do not forget to press the share button. Kuchong Kunichonga no one who will use the Smuggle of Ushelo, Lutulaba Sakulayo, Mobuleng, Betu, so that we watch the program in our numbers. And of course, for everybody that's watching the program as we speak, please feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that we get to see your live interaction. But now, to kick off tonight's program, Muriel Zimbabwe, first up, an update of COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe is experiencing a slight increase in COVID-19 infections. To date, the Southern African nation has registered 249,431 COVID cases, 242,537 recoveries, and 5,484 deaths. Now, all these accumulative cases, Muriel Zimbabwe, so the numbers again, 249,431 infections, 242,537 recoveries, and 5,484 deaths. Now, last night alone, Muriel Zimbabwe, recorded 169 new cases, 37 recoveries, and 1 death. Now, when we talk about the amount of people that are vaccinated against the COVID-19 pandemic, 6,131,637 have taken their first jab of the COVID-19 dose, and 4,381,446 are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 pandemic. So those numbers again, 6,131,637 have taken their first dose, and 4,381,446 are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 pandemic. So these are the latest statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Child Care Money in Zimbabwe. Let us know your thoughts. Lingakhohlwa ukubhala kukhathilethu ele Facebook. We're broadcasting on Facebook as we speak. We're also on YouTube and our web pages. To everybody tuning in right now, Money in Zimbabwe, welcome, welcome, welcome. You tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's radio news program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Oya. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darida, Darida. Just signal they're partnering up with Roots Africa for that COVID-19 promo. Liyezwa Zuluganda Banamu, T. Darida, Swa, just signal. We are talking about Gezani Zanda Zuluganda, Lina Shangani, Obunengi, Yenuzi, Lipiniso, who was a COVID-19 icona Zuluganda Banjalo, Yabulada, Manzwaka, Mashoko, A. Darida, Swa. Indeed, that is just now. Achibatana Nisangana Re Roots Africa, Achkunzira, Evan Ganzaiwa, a Gesai Moko, Sanganino, one doing the which COVID-19, Chirore, Chirico. So, Muria Zimbabwe are now to delve into tonight's discussion at the youth conference held by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in partnership with the Ministry of Youth and, of course, the African Union. Now, this was a program that was facilitated over the weekend. The target is to educate the youth of the nation about the role of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and, of course, the importance of youth participation in elections. Now, to hear more, let us head over to some of the youth who are in attendance of this conference. The next clip that you're about to watch, Muri Zimbabwe, is courtesy of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's Twitter page. So to watch all the full clips, head over to their Twitter page.
The youth conference on elections has gone very well. We want to appreciate the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission for holding such an event for young people, the first of its kind. It's very important for youth to be involved in the electoral process, whether we look at it from a voter perspective or as candidate, because young people contribute a huge demographic in our country, and we need to be able to ensure that their voices are heard, so that they're speaking at the right time. We are going to emphasize that this not only cancel parliamentary debate, to take this up and make sure that water education, particularly for young people, is taken down to the grassroots. We need to make sure that no young person is left behind. Water participation is important, but sometimes people don't participate because of the lack of information. And so, once we have more support, more resources, more coordinates, so that they're going to be in effect, and youth associations can pick it upon themselves to educate young people and make sure they're part of the electoral process. Thank you.
Yeah, the workshop was very, very important to us. Because I know they were rigging allegations, ZIP being, no alleged to rig elections and stuff. But we realized that is because there was no information in our young people. Today, almost total number that attended agreed that we did not know the processes and the laws. Like what happened in 2018, people demonstrated, barely 2 days after elections, they thought ZIP is too late to announce results. But what does the law say? There are a number of things. So I think it's a matter of information again. Youth are feeding from contaminated sources. There are people who are running misinformation, disinformation, but from today onwards, we expect to see a renewed generation of youth who understands the principles, the processes, and the procedures of ZEC.
Well, in Zimbabwe, you heard that from Chiedza Juru, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. You also heard that from Alex Gakanje, who is a ZANU-PF youth member, and Mr. Wombaraishe Nende, who is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. All of them were in attendance of the ZEC conference. But before we delve deeper into tonight's program, Moria Zimbabwe, and kind of break down what came out of the ZEC conference, I recently reached out to a human rights activist, Mr. Ashley Punye, to hear more about the challenges faced by youth when we're talking about elections in Zimbabwe. So let us head over to that conversation that I had with Mr. Ashley Punye, and then when we come back, we delve deeper into the ZEC conference.
Thank you very much, my brother. This is a very critical issue in our country, and you know it's a democratic right. You know, wars have been waged, demonstrations have been done, all in the name of claiming that right to vote. Voter registration is very important because number one, if people are not registered, it gives leverage to those who are in power to start to reach, because they know that the numbers that they will be using, they will actually reach. So that's why it's very important for every citizen to practice that right to vote, to register actually, so that they can be able to vote, so that we can counter the rigging mechanism that has been, you know, a cancer of Africa. So we need to make sure that we cover all those gaps and make sure that everyone who has potential to register and vote must do so. And also, it's important because this is where citizens start to speak their voice. This is where citizens start to express themselves. Because it's a process that leads to the selection or election of leaders. Leaders who are going to determine the policy, who are going to determine how this country is being driven, who are going to determine how the relationship of this country and other countries is. You know, as young people, there is a question of hope. A lot of young people have lost hope in the political processes. And it's about how these have been executed and implemented. And so on that note, you find that young people, they are failing to directly participate in political processes due to lack of confidence and loss of hope. One of the ways that we can rectify that, I think, as I mentioned, that people haven't been given enough education about political education about the political processes. And so that will be our starting point to say, no, we should make sure that we educate these people. It's not like they're illiterate. They are literate, but they are not understanding the importance and the impact of that. So we need to make sure that we have a political program that will educate and make them conscious about those things. And then number two, it's also upon the civil society, the political parties, to make sure that we start to have political processes. We start to engage at that level. You know, it starts from the community. It starts at a ward level. So if they start to see progress at ward level or at district level, So we need to make sure that it starts with the transparency and accountability of leaders. Whilst when we see that, for instance, if we are in a resident of Country Park and you have voted for a leader and then they start to make effective change, that will give confidence to a young person to say, no, but my vote has counted. My vote has led to a change because this person has implemented things. Every generation has got its own leaders. And it is the duty of every generation to identify their leaders and make sure that we fulfill a generational mandate that we have. And as young people, which I'm also a young person, it is very important for us to register to vote. We are not doing this for ourselves. We are not doing it for others. We are doing it for those that are going to come after us. This shall be our legacy, a legacy of overturning a political process, overturning and implementing a political culture that is very conducive with active citizens who question and who implement what is important in their community. So let's get out in our numbers and go and register to vote and make a difference. Every vote counts.
That day, Mudi Zimbabwe was Ashley Punye, who is a human rights activist, speaking on the challenges faced by Zimbabwean youth when we're talking about the electoral process and partaking in elections. Now, to hear more about what ZEC is attempting to address. Now, those are problems that were mentioned by Mr. Ashley Punye, are the problems that ZEC is attempting to address. We also want to talk about the proceedings of the weekend conference. I reached out to the director of 4-H Zimbabwe, Mr. John Muchenje. He's a friend of the show. We've had him here a couple of times. Mr. Muchenje was one of the moderators and participants of this conference that happened over the weekend. So let us head over to that conversation that I had via Skype with Mr. John Muchenje to hear more about the conference and, of course, how ZEC is looking to help the youth of the nation.
I think the effort that is being done by the government and also civil society and also youth themselves in terms of participating in the electoral processes, I think it's yielding some results. Because quite a number of organizations, quite a number of youth themselves, they are eager and they are participating in terms of voter registration, voter education. So I think there is a zeal which is within the youth in terms of engaging and participating actively in a meaningful electoral process in Zimbabwe.
Now, I want to talk about a conference that was held over the weekend by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and, of course, in partnership with the Ministry of Youth. Here they were talking about how more young people can be involved in Zimbabwe's electoral process. You were part of the conference. I see you're wearing the hat. Tell us more about this conference. What exactly was happening there?
Okay. Thank you very much. I think the conference was very interactive. I think we learned a lot in terms of the role of ZEC in the electoral processes and also the electoral process itself, starting from registration, voting processes, counting, the V11s and everything. So they took us through the whole process in terms of starting out, making a registered voter, the voting processes, how it is conducted, in terms of reading the announcing the lessons and the workshop that we had, the 3-day symposium. As young people, really appreciate the effort which is being done by ZEC, by the Ministry of Youth, and by AU, by Switzerland Embassy, that was the funding partner. We are very glad in terms of the effort which is being done by all partners in terms of encouraging and promoting youth participation in a meaningful and active electoral processes.
Throughout the years, we've been talking about youth quotas, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that this could lead to more young people involved in terms of actual leadership, in terms of young people in parliament, young people in government? Do you think that this could lead to that?
Yes. If you're following, I hope the conference was live. People were talking about political dinner table, the young people, where they were saying it's either you are eating on the dinner table or you are being eaten. So young people, they are saying, we do not want to be the menu on the dinner table, on the political dinner table, but we want to be the people that are eating, which means they want to participate in the electoral processes, not just as voters, like I said, but as contestants. So you're going to see quite a number of young people throwing CVs from different political parties. I'm happy that we are also at 4-H Zimbabwe working with quite a number of political parties where we are actually pushing and advocating for young people to take political positions from the local authority to the National Assembly, even to the Senate. We're saying there's no age limit in the Senate. Why young people are not getting into the Senate and take over the positions? So I want to see a paradigm shift in terms of young people being involved and interested in taking leadership positions in various parties.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the weekend, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, alongside the Ministry of Youth and other and non-governmental organizations and regional bodies such as the AU, they had a conference that was focusing on, I guess, youth participation in the electoral process, especially as Zimbabwe is gearing towards 2023. I know you are part of that conference. You're wearing the cap as proof of it. Tell us more about the proceedings of that conference that happened over the weekend.
Okay, thank you very much, Mwame. The conference was an eye-opener to me. Quite a number of young people, even if you check on ZEC website and the newspaper and also ZBC News, quite a number of people, young people, were very excited, especially knowing and going through the processes from initial stage, which is the voter registration, to the actual voting processes, to the announcing of results, and also everything. So now that the youth have an appreciation in terms of the role of ZEC and also how we can participate in the electoral processes, I think we learned a quite number of things. All people that were there present, young people, I think 80% of the participants there, the young people from various organizations, various parties, they were very happy. Such, these are eye-opener conferences where young people really appreciate and understand the processes that are being done whenever there's an election. So young people sometimes they don't participate, not because they don't want, but because they don't understand the processes. But now that we understand and we know the processes, I'm sure a lot of young people are going to be involved in the electoral processes.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing I'm really happy about with the work that you guys are doing as far as Zimbabwe, and of course this conference, was to see young people across the board, all political parties in attendance of this. And the question I'm alluding to here is, for a very long time, if we look at the 2018 elections and previous elections, a lot of young people, especially those who are part of the opposition, really have lost confidence in the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission because they feel as though the body itself is not independent. With them in attendance and with all different institutions in attendance, do you think that this helps regain confidence in the works of the electoral body?
Yes, you know, sometimes when you don't have information or you don't get enough audience with the people from ZEC, we tend sometimes to accuse that they've delayed in terms of announcing the results. They're supposed to announce within 3 days, yet they could say in 5 days. So the engagements that we have done so far with ZEC, I'm happy that whenever you are calling ZEC to any interface young people, they quickly respond that wherever young people are gathered and they're talking about electoral processes, please invite us. We need to engage more and shed more light about our work with the young people. So the continuous engagement with the electoral body, with the young people, slowly they're getting confident in understanding how the ZEC operates. But sometimes young people, they say ZEC, they don't want to register voters. Yet, without an ID, without proper documentation, they won't be able to register you. So now we now know that if I want to get registered, I need an ID, I need the proof of residence. If I don't have a proof of residence, I need an affidavit from the Commission of Votes. So all those things that we discussed with ZEC, young people now have an understanding in terms of the role of ZEC and its mandate, which means we are going to see less of accusations or people that are saying ZEC is not credible. You are going to see less of that because you are now having an understanding and appreciation of the role of ZEC in terms of running and managing elections in the country.
For those who don't really have an understanding, could you kindly just give them a brief explanation as to what exactly the role of the Zimbabwe Electoral Body is when we're talking about the generality, especially as we head towards 2023? What exactly is ZEC's role towards conducting the elections?
That's fine. Thank you. I'm going to speak just a bit since there's Commissioner Jesper Mangwana, who is the spokesperson of ZEC. But in terms of my general understanding, yes, young people, that maybe the role of ZEC usually is around the registration of voters and also conducting the election according to the Constitution of Zimbabwe or according to the Electoral Act that we have in the country. So, for example, I think there are quite a number of people that were asking about the availing of the voters' roll to ZEC. I was shocked to hear that ZEC was saying all the political parties, we gave them the voters' roll. If your leader is saying they haven't received any voters' roll, just go and ask them, didn't you get it from ZEC? So in terms of the overall duties of ZEC, just make sure that everyone is registered. But as long as you don't have the necessary legal documents, they can't register you. You need your ID, you need your proof of residence. If you don't have proof of residence, just go to any commission of courts. You just put your documents there and certify that I, me, John Mchenge, I said this address, and then they'll register you. And then they also say your slip, it's your private property. No one is allowed to ask it from you. So I think those are the things that they've actually learned today as young people. And I think if they're continually engaging them, they are going to learn more about the role of ZEC in terms of conducting elections in Zimbabwe.
Now, I want to talk about, the conference that your organization had last week, that is 4H Zimbabwe, the foundation itself. I know that you recently had a conference whereby youth across the whole political board, MDCT was in attendance, CCC was in attendance, and a PF was in attendance, whereby they were talking about something similar, which is, I guess, youth participation and the challenges faced by youth when we're talking about the elections or partaking in the electoral process. What conducive things came out of that meeting?
Okay, thank you very much. I think it was one of the first conferences ever happened in Zimbabwe since 2013 when there was GNU. I think quite a number of young people, they were very happy with the conference and also the effort that we've done as an organization in trying to come together, these young people, and create a conducive environment towards a peaceful election in Zimbabwe and beyond. So quite a number of people come out from that. The first one was around it to do with the voter registration. I'm happy that the ZEC spokesperson, Commissioner Jessica Mangwana, was there responding to the issue that were raised by young people in terms of the openness and fairness and creation of a fair ground where young people, they also actively participate in the electoral processes. So quite a number of issues were raised by young people. That includes issues to do with ID. So as an organization, we are planning to have another national conference. We are going to bring in people from Home Affairs, because we really need the Home Affairs people to speak on for themselves around issues to do with the IDs. And also the police to talk about the, because most of young people, they were accusing the police, saying that they are the perpetrators of violence. So we really need someone from the police to come up and also speak on behalf of themselves, just to respond to the issue that were raised by young people. But as an organization trying to also create a tolerance and peaceful environment, we are also organizing one of the joint multi-party soccer tournament on the 21st of May here in Harare, where each party is going to bring in its own teams. And then we've actually asked the police to be the referees during that match. Just as a message that will be sent to the police, that as the police of Zimbabwe, it's not a police of a political party, but it's a police of every Zimbabwean. And they will be, they should be in a political field, be the referees whatsoever that will happen on the ground. The red card is for every team, not for one team. So that's the message that we also want to convey. And the police, I'm happy that we are getting a cooperation from them in terms of conducting the event.
Mm-hmm. Now, how helpful do you think it is to put young people from across all political fields within one room so that they can all talk about the elections? Because throughout this whole time, like you mentioned, this hasn't been happening. Young people have been really polarized, but you had them all in one room. What was the impact of that?
I think at first there were some, you know, whenever you people are meeting for the first time, there were some few squabbles here and there, but later we managed to calm them down, and then they really understand. And they were happy with the level of tolerance that these guys have shown, and they've shown interest in working together. So I think as an organization, also as a nation, we are moving on a positive note where the young people, they've actually said, let's put the Zimbabwe identity first before we talk of the politics, because at the end of the day, we are all Zimbabweans. I might be a ZANPF, someone might be a CCC, or I might be a NCA, or I might be a fees or a lead. But at the end of the day, we are all Zimbabweans. So that's the first thing that we need to put across. But let's for tolerance now that the young people, they're actually interested in doing more activities together, just to show to the external world, to everyone, that we are one Zimbabwe, one nation. We really understand each other. We want to work together.
Now, experts that did comment on the program, because we reached out to experts to hear their take on the program that you hosted, a lot of them commended one thing, which is that putting all these young people together and all of them coming out with a unified voice against violence is something that helps. What kind of impact do you think that would have when we're looking at the 2023 elections, especially considering the fact that young people are usually used as the perpetrators of violence?
Yeah, that's right. I think from the previous election that we have witnessed in Zimbabwe, we have seen that young people are used as a tools to push and cause violence in our country. That's the reason why we are targeting these young people, to have the spirit of tolerance and oneness and unity of purpose amongst them. So according to the analysis that we are working and also the other program that we are doing, we are going to see a positive change, which is an impact in terms of the general attitude and the code of conduct or the behavior of young people towards the election. We are going to witness a peaceful election in 2023.
Okay, Vamchenje, we hear you loud and clearly there, but unfortunately I see with the video there that your network's a little slow. So what we're going to do is let me disconnect you on Skype, and then we're going to bring you back via telephone. Zulukandaba, uhlelo sixoxa lo mnumzana uJohn Mchenje there, that is the director of the 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation. Mr. John Mchenje, he was in attendance of the youth conference that was facilitated by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in partnership with the Ministry of Youth, Arts and Recreation, and of course other organizations such as the African Union. We have Mr. Mchenje, who was in attendance there, talking to us more about what this program was all about. But now, Zulukandaba, whilst we attempt to get Mr. Mchenje back on the line, in the meantime, let us head over to some of the youth that were in attendance of this ZEC meeting to hear their thoughts on the importance of such a program.
Hi, my name is Yasha. I'm from AFA, Alliance of the People of the Agenda, and we're here at the ZEC workshop that took place over 3 days. And our minds were open to the electoral commission's work, and they brought in political parties and making sure the election runs smoothly. We, of course, came with our own preconceptions, but they selected them for us, and we're now all the more educated about the electoral commission's work. So I'd like to say that. Thank you for giving us that insight, for allowing us to grill them, interrogate them, and they answered accordingly, and I'm keeping quite satisfied.
My name is Bruce Leon. I'm the executive director for Inno Trust of Zimbabwe. It has been a great pleasure and an honor for me to be part of the participants. We're still to be part of the participants in this program. This is a clear indication that ZEC is committed to work with young people, because the young people were key drivers of this workshop. And we're still, it was inclusive for those with disabilities and those without disabilities, those from the political parties across the political divide, and those from the civil society. So as young people from the different walks of life, we were given or afforded an opportunity by that to actually share our minds as to how we can best shape our democracy to improve our electoral system. The main agenda being to improve meaningful engagement and elective participation by young people in democratic processes with specificity to elections. So having said that, our takeaway from home is that this issue is not a ZEC issue, it's not a political issue that should be dealt by political parties only, but it's an issue that needs to be taken through a multi-stakeholder approach, whereby all stakeholders from different parts, the church, the civic society, religious and community leaders, as well as political actors, should take part in, because we all at the same time live in Zimbabwe. So we have learned that there are a number of barriers that we are impending youth from participating. Some of these include misinformation, limited access to information in disability-friendly and accessible formats. I will mention Braille sign language, local and other languages that you may mention. So from that, they have walked the talk, not only by promising that they are going to improve, but they have gone a step further to ensure that they avail information in disability-friendly and accessible formats. For instance, a lot of people have been given information in Braille to also go and give their constituencies back home so that they can get access to reliable, timely, and useful information with regards to elections. I think young people have been urged to ensure that they listen to what the Constitution says, not what they think it should be or rumors from political parties.
While Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Unyasha Osakulayo Owebandla, the Alliance for People's Party, Ekhokhelwa nguDokotela Nkosana Moyo. There was Unyasha from the Alliance for People's Party, led by Dr. Nkosana Moyo, former government employee, of course, former minister. He is now the president of the Alliance for People's Party, competed in the past elections. Youth there of his political party, Unyasha, was part of the exec meeting. You also heard there from Bruce Nyoni, who is of the Albino Trust of Zimbabwe, the executive director, Layobe Kasisa Umbonoake. So both of them there were in attendance of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, a meeting held by ZEC over the weekend. Earlier on, you also heard from other young people, so let's bring up more voices that were in attendance to hear their thoughts on the importance of such a program. Yebo kambe zilokandaba wonke umuntu ongena kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo Light Talk the connection alilami uMike Wobe namhlanje uhlelo sixoxa ngomhlangano osanda ukuqoqwa inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission inhlanganiso ebona ngezokhetho kweZimbabwe besebenza ndawonye ngogatsha olubona ngezokuthuthukiswa kwabasakhulayo iMinistry of Youth Arts and Recreation besebenza ndawonye lezinye inhlanganiso ezigoqela i-African Union bekhangela phela uhlelo lusandukuphela oluphele ngempela viki esanda ukudlula obelujonge ukufundiswa abasakhulayo elizweni okuningi ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho kweleZimbabwe, ikakhulukazi njengoba sibona ukuthi eleZimbabwe seliqalisile ukulungiselela ukhetho oluzayo, ukhetho luka-2023. Siyezwa ontanga bekhuluma umbono wabo ngokuqakatheka kwalo mhlangano abasakhulayo abagoqela umnumzana uJohn Mchengesi layo kuhlelo. Bayashayela ihlombe inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission besithi hhayi bona ngombono wabo umhlangano lo uqakathekile kakhulu. One, because abantu abasakhulayo yibo abaningi elizweni. Two, babona ngani umhlangano lo uzayenza ukuthi abasakhulayo bazwisise ukuthi kahle kahle ukhetho luqhutshwa njani kweleZimbabwe. Babone njalo ukuqakathekile ukuthi hhayi umhlangano lo ngumhlangano wakuqala njengalokhu kushiwo ngumnumzana uBruce Nyoni kanye lo John Mchenge since 2013 lapho kwakule GNU, i-Government of National Unity, bebona abantu abantu abasakhulayo abavela emabandleni atshiyeneyo bendawonye bedlelana besebenza ndawonye ukubona ukuthi hhayi eleZimbabwe lakho ukuqhubekela phambili. Uyasho ngempela umnumzana uJohn Mchenge kanye loBruce Nyoni bayasho ukuthi hhayi umhlangano lo uzasiza kukhetho oluzayo ukubona ukuthi udlakela ngeke abantu abasakhulayo bahlangene nodlakela kukhetho luka-2023. Alina lokubona njani izilukandaba, bhalani phela imibono yenu mayelana ngokuqakatheka kwalo mhlangano olusanda ukuqoqwa yinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Libona ngani iZEC kumele iqhubekele phambili izama ukuthi ukufundisa abantu abasakhulayo na mayelana ngomsebenzi wabo, mayelana beveza soba lokuthi ukhetho kweleZimbabwe luqhutshwa njani. Bhalani imibono yenu, sikhona zilukandaba Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, kanye naku-VOA Shona. Silokhu sikudaba lunye silokandaba silengxoxo esiyenze lo mnumzana uBruce Nyoni owenhlanganiso ye-Albino Trust Zimbabwe, ngomunye wabasakhulayo abaphatheke kulo umhlangano osanda ukuqhutshwa ngempela viki esanda ukudlula. Singakahambi singakaqhubekele phambili nalolu hlelo lwabasakhulayo, asizweni ingxoxo engiyenze lo mnumzana uBruce Nyoni, yena ochasise kabanzi ngalo mhlangano.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokunika leli thuba. Okuqala kumele ngithathe leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge iZEC kanye le Ministry of Youth ababe ngama organizers alomhlangano. Okuqala ngibona ingani kubalulekile ukuthi ngithele abanye abantu abatsha abasakhulayo ababe ngekho kulomhlangano ukuthi umhlangano lo uhambe kahle, njalo sifunde into eziningi njengabantu abatsha. It was a good moment. Estaba live. I think it is important also ukuthi ngitshele abalaleli emakhaya ukuthi lo mhlangano wungumhlangano wokuqala onjengalowo ukwenzakala lapha eZimbabwe since 1980, ukuthi abantu abatsha abavela kuma-political parties atshiyeneyo bahlangane bakhulume babonisane ukuthi bengabambana njani, bengasebenza kanjani ukuthi baphatheke kundaba lezi zama-elections ngokuthula kungela i-violence. Ngiboni ngani lokhu kuhambe kahle. Ikosi, kubonga kakhulu.
Mnumzana Nyoni, siyabonga kakhulu ngokuthatha le thuba ukungena kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Silokhu sihlaziya udaba lokuqakatheka kwalo mhlangano osaluqoqwa yinhlanganiso yeZEC. Bengicela ukuthi uchazisele abaningi, ikakhulukazi wonke umlaleli okhona kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, ukuthi umhlangano lo usize njani abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi lizwisise indaba ezimayelana ngokuqhuthwa kokhetho. Ikakhulukazi sifuna ukuthi ukhetho luka-2023 selusondela kuduzayo.
Yasifunde into eziningi sibili kulo mhlangano, ukuthi ikuyini okumele sikwenze njengabantu abatsha ukuthi lathi sibe sithole ithuba lokuthi sivote, njalo sivotelwe njengama-candidates. Ukuthi sithole ithuba lathi lokungena e-parliament kumbe ukuma ema-council njengama-councillors. I think that was a very important meeting. Ibambe into nje ezinjengalezo. Okunye okubanjwe lo mhlangano lo engathi bekubalulekile njalo iyinto yokuthi abantu sibekwazi ukuthi umthetho wekhetho uhamba njani, ikuyini okwenzakalayo, at what stage ngubani okumele akuyenze ukwenzela ukuthi nxa sibona ukhetho lusenzakala siyabe senelisa ukuthi si-observe kahle ukuthi sibone ukuthi ama-gaps angikhona ngawaphi, ama-challenges angikhona ngawaphi, ngoba siyabe sesilolwazi ukuthi sibone ukuthi kulobuchili yini okwenzakalayo kumbe akula. So this was a very important meeting because iyasincedisa ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi i-democracy yangikhona lapha eZimbabwe ihamba kanjani.
Ngombono wakho, bekuqakathekile okungakanani ukubona ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abavela amabandleni atshiyeneyo, ama-political parties atshiyeneyo, ukuthi baphatheke kulo mhlangano?
Ya, I can simply say okuphumele lapho emhlangano lo kukhanyile ukuthi hayi akula kulingana kumbe engathi mina ngesikhiwa level playing field in political parties, okwenza ukuthi abantu abatsha labo bathathe ithuba lokuba ngama-candidates. So ukuthi sihlangane njengabantu abatsha ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi hayi lapha kumele senze nje, ukwenzela ukuthi sikwanise ukushare ama-problems sibe lama-solutions njalo nge-way forward ukuthi elakusasa lethu njengabantu abatsha liyabe lime kanjani, so that sibe le what they call in English inclusive political system. Bekukahle njalo ukuthi silangane njengabantu abatsha abavela kuma-political parties atshiyetshiyeneyo, ngoba iyi-platform yokuthi isithengise thina ukuthi ukuba lama-political parties atshiyeneyo asikuthi sehlukene njengabantu beZimbabwe kumbe siyizida, kodwa ikuthi kuphela we subscribe to different ideologies njalo kumele sibambane. I think leyo beyi-good step sibili nxa sikhangele ukuthi sakhe isizwe zakithi. So hayi, ngibona ingani loluhlelo beluyihlelo oluhle kakhulu.
Hayi Nyoni, siyakuzwa. Bafo isikhathi sesesiyo ngimangoyi, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okuseni.
Ekugcine mina ngathi kuhle ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe babekwazi ukuthi hayi singumuntu omunye, ukuthula ngothando kumele usilide ema elections esiwakhangeleyo ngo 2023 kwenzela ukuthi singabe nge violence ngoba i violence ayisoze yasinceda. Asifuni ukuthi silahlekelwe ngempilo, sifuna ukuthi njengabantu abatsha sikhokhele ekwakheni isizwe sakithi njalo ukwenza ukuthi sibe lokuthula kuleli lizwe. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi ke silukandaba lisanda ukuzwa ingxoxo engiyenze lo mnumzana uBruce Nyoni owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Albino Trust, ngomunye wabasakhulayo ophatheke kulo mhlangano oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission, abanye bathi yi-ZEC. While Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Mr. Bruce Nyoni there, he was echoing similar sentiments to those that he echoed in the video that we played earlier on, where he was speaking in English. But this time, obviously, he was speaking in Ngolumi Lokamama Ngesindebele. He was also sharing the same sentiments as those echoed by Mr. John Mchenge, applauding the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and, of course, the Ministry of Youth and other partnering organizations such as the African Union for this program that they're running specifically targeted towards the youth, whereby they're looking to educate to ensure that all Zimbabwean youth are well informed on the role of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission when it comes to facilitating the elections, especially now that Zimbabwe is gearing up for the 2023 general elections. But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, let us head back to my conversation with Mr. John Mchenge. We now have him on the line there. Mchenge, to you know, for a one of Mazoka, Pano Pachonga Chedu, Network Yanga Yambo Neta, as you say, Jotava Nemi Parunari and Dance Brooks Children, very near Ukredu. Chichi Zer, this time near Rimiro, my Neshona, Chichi Tanga. Muchitana Grova Chiri Seri, Nezu Chirongwa Ichi Chaka Ichita ne weekend, Chaka Ungani Sokana Chaka Chaka Pakuwa, Nisangano Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, Vachijidana, Neuru Mende, Kanaut Bazi, Nwana Nezu Sinzura Kulichi Diki, Yachinatri Chirungu, Ministry of Youth.
Okay, Madam Basam Kuma Mike Wallet, over the weekend, Kupamswe Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Kwanga kune National Youth Conference on Youth Participation in the Electoral Process in Zimbabwe. Rinova chirongwa changa chaunzwa ne ZEC, Zimbabwe Election Commission, Ministry of Youth, African Union, and also ma organizations anoita wanomila vechidiki munyaya dzekuvota is the voting education. So chirongwa ichi changa chakanangana nekuencourage ma youth kuti participate meaningfully and actively in the electoral process in Zimbabwe. So no one's going to tell us that I'm not going to say that I'm not going to pay my passes, 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 that I'm not going to pay my passes. And I'm not going to pay my passes. Restiki wa chiti, pali patino uona kuti ZEC ini ngeyari gisawa nkana 20 or 40 by sensor same address. Sekizari ya jikisa ipapo kuti alisi basa rao lego verify ma address awani. Kuti ningi joni anu garapana pa 19 Samora Mashiro and 40. Oru kuti pana Samora panu mburini imba hile. Kana munga chinga inda kwa ani nga inda aganopuwa ma two presidents ake. Alisi basa rezi ZEC ili kusu. Kufamba wa chifunzo njupa anu karamu nere. Banga wa chitiku hawa iti zesinza. Zomba chifunga kwa matresa au. Kada wa zima pulisa wa nusaka muri anu karapa ere. So banga wa chitiku wa kubashi cheki sabasa rao. Nani yele ni niso kresa kufoja. Kwa muna kaya ni idea yake. Muna kaya ni proof of residence. Ndawa after. Kwa wali zakatu kwana zakataru. Banga mzwa chupa chemungi. Umuisa msiti niyo kresa kufoja. Banga wa chitiku hawa iti. Kuisa wa anu wale chupa zakawanda pa nukawanda. Wanga watu wani wani wanga wanda wa haruguzo mapotia. Wanga waka shai wachipisa mumu kutas for yao. So, sehi hiki, jinuta azazu wa kawanda upahumu kutiwa kuti bandikore zeki. Runu mbita azakamila sehi marigene ufota process in Zimbabwe.
Kajinji chinoona wechi hiki kunyanya wanotikira bacho runopikisa. Wachiti zeki inenge ichikanganisa kunyanya kupangua ze saruto. Nema onrenyu, tichiwona waka kutizeki hawa nezirongwa, hapa waruku inkluja wechidiki, kutuwanya so wana wakutizeki no chanda sayi, munga tuchabatira ere wechidiki kunyanya iwo wanenge wa tina sine chirungwa nema trust issues wa singa sikiri mabasa nitwa nezeki.
Okay, mutinous. Chekutanga, Nufara Kuti, my youth organization, they also my youth assemblies, the Mapato Akasia and Zimbabwe, and also Mr. Avez and Pil, Wanova Kutunga, RCFC, MDCT, NC, and Analytics. Langa wariko, wachini vifisa, mafambilu, nema iti wanja pasa na mesej. Pele chivito changu, chukuti, vishiki langa wariko, wachani kwanisa kumu uzu, wame wawo, chawati zita, danasi, marenge ni kushanda kune cha seki. Zuyuzu chinja, ya zinu mafungile au, urumaini zizeti au, urumaonele awa ningiwa chita, bandukore zeki, raka nangana, nema chandra wani kikiwa chita. Nekuli tumenguri, chiyo kuna ufunga kuti, Yanunga Pulisa Maris House. Yatura 4 days with the police. To whom the referendum police are within a day. Yet in Temo, no other phenomenon after 5 days. So, Kusanan Potation Nesek, Vashu Nisa, we were 2 years after the She knows the Rwanda, there is no two for our engineers and never Zirawati, Sandy, Sitsu, Unavati, you know, Shadda Chini ndasa mbakwa hili, mchemu umu mbuti chini marigine pasa reseki. Nolesi mnguri kini wapa mbosa yekuti, varamba kujirisa kufota, asisi na chitupa, varamba kujirisa kufota, asisi na proof of residence. So chungu ndata, asisi mbaungani achaita, maishi kita, zisi asuza kawane, patete chinda, patete chinda maratu kufota, education kukuli uku.
As we wrap up our conversation here, Mr. Muchenje, unfortunately our time is up. What last words would you have for youth? As Zimbabwe prepares for the 2023 elections.
Thank you very much, Michael. My first advice to the young people in the country, throughout all political parties in Zimbabwe, the ruling party, the opposition, is we are all Zimbabweans. No one is superior in our country. Let's maintain peace and tolerance. Before we joined our respective parties, we are all Zimbabweans. Let's understand each other with respect. We are all humans. One day we also die. No one lives forever and forever and forever. So let's learn to tolerate each other. We are all Zimbabweans. We are one nation. And then secondly, also to encourage young people to go and register to vote. Vote is your right, and the vote is a secret. No one is better entitled to vote than the other. As long as we are free, the legal age, which is 18, go and raise that vote. And also as young people, let's not just participate in election through just voting. Let's also get into these public offices. Let's also be voted for. Let's be good. It's also our, as long as you have points of age, that when you are concerned with Zimbabwe, we are allowed to stand up as a deputy. So as young people, let's support each other. We have the majority in terms of the population. We can also support each other through taking up leadership position from all our parties that I mentioned before. Let's support the youth. Let's participate in the electoral processes in a peaceful manner. I thank you.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that as 4-H Zimbabwe, you guys are going to be having more programs towards educating young people about the electoral process, especially young people across all political parties. Could you just re-emphasize on that and tell people where they can find more information on 4-H Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. As an organization, we are working with youth from political parties, across all political parties, trying to promote peace and tolerance. And we also want to come up with a code of conduct that will be guiding document principles that guides youth participation in the electoral process, the document that we call Zimbabwe, a youth charter on the electoral process. So we are saying it's 4-H, let's tolerate each other. We are going to do a lot of activities, like for example, on the 21st of May, we are going to have a combined the joint sporting activities in Harare, where different young youth assemblies from different political parties are going to conduct the elections in a peaceful way. No one is going to emerge as a leader there, but the message that you want to send is is about preaching peace and tolerance. Let's tolerate each other, regardless of different political parties. And then from there, we are going to move throughout all the provinces, doing peace conferences with youth in all the 10 provinces. So we'll be reaching all the 10 provinces in the country and preach the word of tolerance and peace. And then we will be doing these programs jointly together with all the political parties. Thank you very much, Nkomawe.
Well, Zulukandaba, you heard there from Umnumzana Uchon Muchenje. He is the director of a 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation. You also heard there from Umnumzana Uprusnyoni Angumonyo Rasakulayo, who was in attendance of the ZEC conference over the weekend. But now, as mentioned in my conversation with Mr. Muchenje, 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation also had their own youth conference last week ahead of the ZEC conference, whereby they spoke to youth from ZANU-PF, lead the CCC and other political parties who all met to talk about the 2023 elections and what youth can do to ensure a free, fair and peaceful election in the 2023 general elections. So let's head over to some of those youth who were speaking at the 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation conference last week.
You must also look at the it is very unfortunate a panelist, according to the way, who only last week was mobilizing tax to go and invest a private property, to go and steal God in the mail. Who is the biggest perpetrator of violence in this country? The biggest perpetrator of violence in this country is Emmerson Mnangagwa and Humphrey. We have seen what happened on 1 August 2018 in the street of Harare, where innocent civilians were shot dead.
Sema youth, tikwanisa kuwana space yekuti across the political divide tinenge tichisangana tichitaura. I think zvinotireusa kuti patinosvika kuma election we have a common understanding yekuti izvi zvekuti ma leaders vanotiisa pamberi pema demonstrations tichikanda matombo hatichadi, takuda ma positions ekuti tinenge tichi influence of the politics zvenyika tichifamba sei. So as young people we are very happy that we've met like this. I think it's a very good program moving forward for the country.
Well, so look at that, those were some of the youth who participated at the 4-H Zimbabwe Youth Conference held last week in Harare. Lukubona njani zilukandaba sesifikile maphethelweni kodwa lapho ukuqhubekela phambili libhala imibono yenu mayelana ngohlelo besilalo namhlanje kuhlelo Muri Zimbabwe. You can continue writing your comments. Unfortunately, we are reaching the end of our program, but please go ahead and continue sharing the program and writing your comments in the comment section. Let us know your thoughts on the importance of such a program. Do you think that ZEC should continue these programs educating the youth ahead of the 2023 elections? My time here is up. wonke umuntu ofisa ukuxoxa nami, you can catch me on social media, Muriya Zimbabwe, on Twitter and Instagram, at @mycolle_ is my username, Muriya Zimbabwe. So if you're looking to be a guest on the show, or if you're looking to contribute, or if you're looking to catch up with me, catch me on the social media. Shout out to Mr. John Muchenda, Mr. Bruce Mioli, and everybody else that joined us, and of course you, our loyal listeners, that tune in week in, week out. Muriya Zimbabwe, my time here is up. Let's meet same time, same place. Studio 7. The name is Mike Ovid. Muriya Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.